Devin Kell jerked his head up from his paperwork as he heard that deep, familiar voice coming from across the room. No, it couldn't be. He barely bit back his smile as he saw the newcomer instantly through the group of milling soldiers who separated them in the mess hall. Adrian Kiaquides, braggart, womanizer, lunatic, and his best friend since birth. Only a handful of years older than him, Adrian had snow-white hair that fell in a braid down his back. A League assassin, Adrian wore the uniform well. So black it absorbed light, it was a stark contrast to his hair and molded itself to every muscle the assassin possessed. His eyes were covered by a pair of opaque shades, but even so, Devin knew their color better than his own. As a kid, he'd saved the right one from blindness after they'd had a race through a briar patch that had all but ripped it out. Devin had won the race, but Adrian claimed it was only because he'd almost lost his eye, as if that could ever slow one of them down. He hadn't seen Adrian in almost 6 months, a record for their tight friendship. He was definitely glad to see him now.
You mean Kell?
Devin's commanding officer choked as Adrian draped his arm over Quill's shoulders.
Are you high, Commander? He's a friggin' doctor. The only part of me he scares is my tonsils.
Adrian tisked at Devin's CO, who'd done nothing but rag on him for the last 2 months since Devin had been reassigned to this unit. The man really was lucky Devin had learned to control his temper. Most days, anyway. Adrian cuffed the CO on the back so hard, Quills actually staggered from the blow.
Yeah, that's what he wants you to think. But trust me, I know his skills firsthand.
His father was the notorious filch and assassin C.I. Sin. His mother, the legendary Sayax Shahara Dagon. Devin clamped his jaw tight to keep from drawing his blaster and shooting his best friend for letting out a secret he'd done his damnedest to keep.
You asshole.
Quills gaped at them both.
He?
Kell is their son?
Oh, yeah. And I'll do you one better.
He was trained from birth to fight by the best assassin the League ever created. Quills scoffed.
You mean there's someone out there better than your father?
Adrian shook his head as he shoved Quills away from him.
No, idiot. My father trained him.
He flashed an evil grin at Quills.
Just FYI, my father is also his godfather. So you want to be real nice to Dev. All of us take it personally when people aren't.
Devin rose to his feet as Adrian closed the distance between them. He held his hand out and let his friend pull him into a tight man hug.
It's good to see you again, Aridos. But really, some discretion would have been nice. Out of character for your rotten ass, but nice.
Adrian laughed good-naturedly as he released him.
Come on, Dev. You need to let these assholes know what you can do, who you really are. They think you weak, they'll step all over you.
A true assassin's philosophy, but it wasn't in Devin's nature to push people around. He was too easygoing for that. Well, again, most days. Devin glanced around the room, noting they were the recipients of way too much attention. Yet, true to Adrian's words, the soldiers in the room now held a respect for Devin in their gazes that they'd never had before. Being an arrogant bragger just doesn't work for me. Adrian took his insult in stride.
You should try it. It really does grow on you. Trust me.
Devin laughed at his friend, who was much more like an older brother to him.
So, what brings you here?
People needed killing.
Adrian's tone was completely stoic about his brutal trade.
I was actually on my way back to the League and heard your unit had been dropped here. I just wanted to say hi before I left.
Who is your target?
Adrian leaned into whisper so that no one else would know who he'd killed.
Emperor Benby.
Devin was surprised by the name.
The Probokine leader?
A Benby had once ordered the rape and death of Adrian's mother. It was a story they all knew well, and it was how Adrian's parents, as well as his own, had met.
Was it personal? It was an assignment. A tick worked in Adrian's jaw. And it was personal for what he put my mother through. Too long in coming, in my opinion. But it was legal, so my father should be proud. He's always proud of you, Adrian. Adrian didn't comment. How long are you here for? We're evacing troops out of a hot zone and have some supplies for the civs. A few days and we're clear. Good. I don't want to be taking your body home to your mother. Yeah, she'd probably hurt you if you did. Probably so. Adrian grinned roguishly. In all the universe, your mother is the only thing that truly scares me, especially where you're concerned. I don't ever want to be on her dark side. Ha ha, and need I remind you my mother wasn't the one screaming at the pool when you got shoved in. Yeah, all right, so we both have screwed up irrational mothers. Anyway, I've got to get out of here. I took a little longer on assignment than I should have, and if I don't make check-in, I don't want to be hunted and have to take out another assassin dumb enough to come after me. He gave Devin another quick hug. Take care, little brother. You too, eh? I'll see you around. Adrian inclined his head to him before he made his way back toward the doors. As soon as Adrian was gone, Quill stepped forward. Was he full of total shit about your parents? Devin had to force himself not to roll his eyes. If the man only knew the truth. Lethal venom ran through his blood from both sides of his family. He'd been bred for survival and had cut his teeth on skills this man couldn't even imagine. No, sir. Then if your parents are Sin and Dagon, why is your name Kel? Because he was the grandson of one of the most ruthless criminals ever born, and his parents had done everything they could to shield him from people who would judge and discriminate against him based on his ancestry alone. That paternal connection to a madman had ruined his father's life twice before Devin's birth, and it had been hammered into him that he must always keep it a secret. And it was none of Commander Quill's business. Have to ask my father, sir. I didn't pick my name. He and my mother did. Gods, how he hated being obsequious to these pricks. Why had he joined the military again? To help people. Yeah, but it was getting harder and harder to take their crap and thank them for ramming it down his throat. His CO narrowed his gaze at him. Are you being smart with me, Captain? Devin arched a sardonic brow. How stupid was Quills that he couldn't tell that was a major affirmative? Before he could answer, Quills' comlink went off. Commander, there's an attack on the road 12 miles down. We have orders to move out, now. Quills took off and left Devin alone with the lieutenant who'd been sitting close to him. The young man's face was pale and drawn. Devin frowned. You all right?
I've never been in a battle before.
Poor kid. But he'd learn. Don't worry, Lieutenant. Your training will kick in and you'll be fine. And if not, I'll have you there to patch me back up. Right, Doc? Absolutely. Inclining his head, the kid took off. Devin grabbed his pack and weapon. He didn't like the thought of battle any more than the rookie. But this was what he'd signed up for.